Recently, we brought you a story about the word Allah. The government of Malaysia had banned non-Muslims from using it. The ban came in response to a Roman Catholic newspaper in Malaysia using the name Allah to refer to the God of Christianity. Well, the ban was overturned by the courts, and there's been some violence. The BBC's Jennifer Pack is in Kuala Lumpur. She says three Christian churches in Malaysia have been firebombed since the controversy erupted.
One of the churches was severely damaged. The entire first floor has been gutted. The other two have suffered minor damages, basically. So far, the police haven't caught anybody. Nobody has claimed responsibility for this. Now, the police says it's too early in the investigation to link this to the recent court ruling allowing non-Muslims to use the word Allah. But he's not ruling that out as a possibility.
Give us the backdrop to this story. Why is the use of the word Allah even an issue?
The Catholic Church newspaper is saying that they have been using the term Allah in reference to God in the Malay language for decades. And they said that this has been done without any trouble whatsoever. Why people are upset over this is that some Muslim groups believe that if Catholic or Christian publications start using the word Allah, it will be disseminated to Malay Muslims and in turn try to convert them to Christianity, which is the underlying fear here in the country.
Is that really what the fear is about? I mean, why is the government so set on pushing this fight?
Well, some people have said that this is rather political, and in fact, some opposition party members have accused the government of fanning the flames here because perhaps the government, who relies on the Malay Muslim vote, wants to appear like they are championing for their cause, and in turn trying to say that they're protecting Islam. Because let's not forget, this whole thing is not arising from, you know, religious officials. They're not the ones going to the church saying they can't do this.
But if the main thrust of this is political and coming from the government, what do, in fact, Muslim leaders say about the entire issue?
We have to remember that some Christians in different parts of the world use the word Allah because for them it is just an Arabic word for the word God. But here in Malaysia, a lot of the Muslim groups say that this is exclusive to Islam and it's particular to Malaysia. Part of that reason is because most of the Muslims in the country are Malays. In fact, Malays are by definition Muslims according to the constitution. They cannot be any other religion. And if they wanted to convert, it's not allowed. And so that's where this fear comes from, is that Islam is under threat. And in turn, of course, that Malays are under threat because they make up about 60% of the country's population. And there's always this persistent fear that the Chinese and the Indian population, who are predominantly Christians, Hindu, and Buddhists, are trying to overtake the Malays.
So given that picture, are there other legal challenges? Because it sounds as if minorities are being persecuted in various ways by the government aside from a debate and a legal fight over the use of the word Allah.
The Catholic Church thinks that this is just the beginning. It's taken them 2 years to get to this point, to even get the Kuala Lumpur High Court to rule in their favor. They knew that this was not going to be the end of the road, but they do say that this is, for them, an issue about freedom of religion, their right to practice their own religion in their own way. Their argument, of course, is that this publication, this newspaper that carries the term Allah when referencing to God, is only circulated among Catholics. So they see no problem using that term, and they don't think that it would cause any disharmony among the country, although the government is definitely pushing ahead. They've already filed an appeal. So this is going to be a long and drawn-out legal battle. And this issue is so divisive that even among Muslims, they can't really agree on this at all. What they can agree, though, is that this stuff cannot be decided just in the courts, that it requires dialogue from all of the faiths in the country.
Well, thanks for the update. That's the BBC's Jennifer Pack in Kuala Lumpur. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is PRI.